On January 21st, 2025, the Mammoth Spring Police Department conducted a traffic stop on Tim Patton. Upon a search of the vehicle, Mr. Patton was charged with simultaneous possession of methamphetamine and a firearm, possession with intent to deliver meth, and possession of a Schedule 6 controlled substance less than 4 ounces. Patton was taken to the Fulton County Jail. A woman from Howe County is $1 million richer. A Howe County resident won $1 million on a lottery ticket. She matched all 5 white ball numbers in the December 27th drawing. Mega Millions is a multi-state drawing game. Drawings are held every Tuesday and Friday at 10 p.m. Players in Howe County have won more than $7.8 million in Missouri lottery prizes. Retailers received more than $675,000 in commissions and bonuses. And more than $900,000 in lottery proceeds went to education programs in the county. With the St. Jude Radiothon coming up, on February 12th, 2025, ECNN talked to Alton School Counselor Tanya Willard about what the Alton Elementary is doing to raise money for St. Jude's.
St. Jude is near and dear to our hearts at Alton Elementary because one of our students, Karsten Casey, is actually a patient at St. Jude, and we all love Karsten so much. So this year we are raffling off 2 sides of beef. David and Kelly Stubblefield donated the beef. Tickets for the beef are 1 for $5 or 6 for $25 and can be purchased from any Alton Elementary student in grades preschool through 5. This year, all of our incentives are ice cream themed. For each $1,000 students raise, they earn a piece of an ice cream sundae. This goes all the way up to $10,000. So for instance, for $1,000 they earn a bowl, $2,000 they earn a spoon, $3,000 gets them the ice cream, and then a topping like chocolate or sprinkles for each $1,000 after that. We also have a couple of grand incentives. If we earn $12,000, our principal, Mrs. Nash, has to kiss a cow. If we earn $14,000, we will turn Miss Nash into a human sundae, meaning we will cover her from head to toe with ice cream toppings. And when Mike Crace came to our assembly, he upped the stakes a little. He said if we earn $15,000, I also had to become a human sundae. I agreed to the terms on one condition. He gets covered in toppings as well. The kids are excited, and we can't wait to see how much money we can raise for Karsten and for everyone at St. Jude.
St. Jude, finding cures and saving lives. In response to a request from the West Plains Middle School District to locate a new school resource officer for the West Plains Middle School, Sheriff Matt Robert met with district members to determine the best course of action due to a high turnover rate in the middle school SRO position. The member of the Sheriff's Office assigned to oversee the SRO program is Corporal Sisney, South Fork's current SRO. The assignment to West Plains Middle School is intended to be a temporary transfer. Corporal Sisney is being tasked with identifying any issues, addressing those issues, identifying a training plan, and assisting with the integration of a new SRO to the West Plains Middle School. South Fork Elementary School will have a new school resource officer to replace Sisney. Deputy Brandon Barnes is taking over the school resource officer position at South Fork, while Corporal Sisney will still be around the school. An evening shade man arrested by the Izard County Sheriff's Office on Thursday, January 23rd. 22-year-old Joseph Horn was arrested by the Izard County Sheriff's Office. He was arrested for delivery of methamphetamine or cocaine, 2 counts of unlawful discharge of a firearm from a vehicle, 2 counts of aggravated assault, and an unauthorized use of another person's property to facilitate a crime. Horn's bond was set at $100,000. A death investigation in Shannon County on Thursday, January 23rd at approximately 12:01 p.m., Shannon County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Hughes and Captain McCoy responded to a death investigation in the Summersville area. The person had been deceased for an extended period. After a thorough investigation, it was determined that the cause of death was not suspicious and was due to natural causes. This is the 5th death investigation conducted by the Shannon County Sheriff's Office in 2025. The Greater West Plains Area Chamber of Commerce Awards were last night. Educator of the Year was awarded to Judy Carr. Her journey in education began in 1998, and she has had a long tenure at Missouri State University West Plains. The Customer Service Award went to the Holiday Inn Express and Suites, led by Rhonda Blankenship. The Citizen of the Year Award was given to Emily Gibson. Gibson has a long list of achievements over the last couple years in the West Plains area, including the Highway 160 overpass easements and right-of-ways, the city's comprehensive plan, and the medical district roadway improvements.